Welcome back to Mojo Matters. Today's episode is about motivation, or more accurately, the lack of it. Because if you've ever felt stuck or unmotivated and are totally unable to get going, even though you want to, you are not alone. And despite what we're often told, you don't need to just push through or find more willpower. That's not how the brain works. And I know that. Not just professionally, but personally. Back in lockdown, my business was just about a year old when everywhere locked down, and overnight it collapsed. Literally overnight. Everything that I built in that first year, everything I'd poured myself into was just gone. And I spiraled and I couldn't sleep and I couldn't eat and I couldn't get out of bed. And every single day felt really heavy. Like I was walking through thick fog, and I felt stuck in a loop of anxiety and also shame. I'd wake up thinking, right, come on, Joe, just do something. But I really couldn't. I'd open my phone, be scrolling social media. I'd see people thriving. It was that time where, people were baking banana bread and setting up businesses, and they were pivoting their businesses. They were launching stuff and it was inspiring, but I just sink further into this pit of what's wrong with me? Why can't I do that? And here's the thing, it wasn't just my business that felt lost. It was me, my confidence, my spark, my sense of purpose, my mojo. And this is where the idea for my mojo work came from, and this podcast, Mojo Matters, was born. Because I realized it wasn't motivation that I'd lost, it was connection. That was connection to myself, it was connection to hope, to direction, and to rebuilding my future that didn't come from thinking harder or pushing more. It came from something else entirely. So let's talk about the science just for a minute. We tend to think motivation is something that you have to wait for, that it shows up magically and it powers you forward. But actually, motivation is often the result of taking action. So it's not the cause. Here's why. Your brain is wired for efficiency and for safety. And when you're in a state of stress, like I was, and a state of uncertainty, like I was, or anxiety, like I was, your brain shifts into survival mode. It prioritizes protection, not progress. So you freeze. That was me. I froze. I shut down. I was scrolling. I was avoiding things. And the more you avoid, the more overwhelmed you can feel. Or that was certainly my experience. And then the less motivation that you have, and it's this loop. And it's not personal. It's not that I was broken. It's kind of a neurological thing. And the good news is you can break the cycle because that was me. I did it. And it doesn't require a massive amount of effort. It just takes one small, doable action to start rewiring the pattern. So when I was at my lowest, I didn't start by launching a big new project. So Mojo Matters came after that. It was after I'd done a bit of work myself. It didn't necessarily come from finding my, in inverted commas or quotation marks, finding my why. It literally started with getting out of bed, by having a shower, by putting my makeup on. And back in lockdown, the only kind of thing we were allowed to do was go out for our daily walk, wasn't it? So by walking to the end of the street and back, and that was it. That was the win. And it was in those small acts that I started to rebuild my sense of agency. They reminded my brain that you can move, you can choose, you're not stuck. And from there, I could do a little more and a little more. And eventually, I started to feel like me again. Not because I'd found motivation, again, in quotation marks, but because I gave myself permission to begin without it. So if you're in that place right now, feeling stuck, feeling flat, like the spark has gone, Here are three things to try. So the first one is just to lower the bar. So start with something that it might almost feel silly. It is so ridiculously small. It's that one step, that one phone call to somebody, that one little walk, whatever that is. It's so ridiculously small that you really feel like you can't fail. And the smaller the start, the safer it feels for your nervous system, and the easier it'll be for you to build on that and build some momentum. So lowering the bar. The second thing that you can do is to celebrate the tiniest win. So your brain responds to reward. So even if you just said quietly to yourself, "I did it," out loud would be even better. But even if you said quietly to yourself in your head, "I did it," you're going to get that little bit of dopamine hit that helps your motivation to stick. And the third thing is to stop waiting till you feel ready. Motivation often follows action. So take the first step, even if it's incredibly messy. Clarity, energy, motivation follows, and you can build on that. So let's wrap this one up. You don't need to wait to feel ready and motivated. You don't actually need to fix yourself. You don't need more willpower. You just need to start. And maybe that's starting really gently. One step, one win, one moment where you trust yourself. And that's how you start to get your mojo back. And if you're in that stuck place and you want someone in your corner, I'd love to hear from you. Please get in touch. Email me at joe@pacedevelopment.co.uk, or come and connect with me on LinkedIn and drop me a message. And if this episode resonated, please do share it with someone else who might be struggling silently, because you never know how much they might need it. Your mojo matters, and you can find your way back. I'll see you next time.